Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
An unpredictable response. When something goes wrong, the response from most people is pretty predictable, isn't it? Some try to ignore the problem, some complain about it, many get quite angry, and most people try to find someone or something to blame. These responses don't sound very Christian-like, do they? What many people think the Christian response should be is something closer to the opening words of Rudyard Kipling's poem, "If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you." And yet, though this sounds Christian-like, it still misses the mark for Spirit-baptized Christians. Remember that a couple of weeks ago, I described the baptism in the Holy Spirit as a distinctive doctrine. There is nothing distinct about a Christian responding predictably like everyone else does. A Spirit-baptized Christian is distinguished by the miraculous ways God confirms His presence in that person's life. What really honors God is not a predictable response or even a learned response, but an unpredictable, miraculous response. A Spirit-baptized Christian's response to bad news should be peace and joy. I believe the Holy Spirit can so transform our hearts that our response becomes an unmistakable testimony of the power of God. We may experience the initial pang of regret and pain, but our next response turns all the focus off of us and on to God. The Holy Spirit uses trials to transform our hearts and minds into Christ-like thinking and action. Our Heavenly Father's desire is for everyone to come into a close personal relationship with Him. Before Jesus came, this was first pictured for us in the operations of the temple and its sacrifices. Yet, man's attempts to control this hijacked what God intended. This is why we see Jesus acting in righteous anger to clear out the temple of merchants and money changers. See John chapter 2, verses 12 to 17, and Luke chapter 19, verses 45 to 48. Oswald Chambers noted the similarities between what Jesus did in the physical temple and what the Holy Spirit does in our hearts. He said, "Immediately the Spirit of God comes in, we begin to realize what it means. Everything that is not of God has to be cleaned out." People are surprised and say, "I asked for the Holy Spirit and expected that He would bring me joy and peace, but I have had a terrible time ever since." This is the sign He has come. He is turning out the money changers, that is, the things that make the temple into a trafficking place for self-realization. The Holy Spirit has to disturb our man-made peace so that His peace can take its place. Or as Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword," Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Jesus told us that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit would bring about this heart and mind transformation in His followers. The Holy Spirit doesn't teach us how to respond in a learned, predictable way, but He transforms us to respond in an unmistakably unpredictable way. See John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15 and verses 20 to 22. In John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. The transformed response of the Spirit-baptized Christian is joy in place of anger and peace in place of frustration. See James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, and Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. I like how the Amplified Bible defines blessed in the Beatitudes Jesus lists in Matthew 5. Happy, to be envied, and spiritually prosperous, with life joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of the outward conditions. This transformation brings God glory and is exactly what Jesus prayed for us in John chapter 17, verses 13 to 18, which is why I keep on saying, don't stop at salvation. Press on to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Your unpredictable, unmistakable peace and joy in the face of trials becomes a testimony to a watching world. If you've missed any of the posts in our series on the empowerment that comes from being baptized in the Holy Spirit, I have shared a link to all of those in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.